The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
And welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday, April the 15th. It is tax day, and we have one of the most precious guests in this studio that we have ever had. This is a little four-month-old puppy. Doggy, this is Julia from Second Chance. You want to go to KBIA.org, click on Programs, and then Radio Friends to take a look at Julia here. And we get Valerie Chafin. Tell me about Julia.
Julia is about 4 months old. She is a collie mix. We've had her about 2 weeks. We rescued her from the Humane Society about 2 weeks ago, and she's in foster care at the moment.
Yeah, and she is a sweetheart. How many other dogs and cats do you have out at Second Chance?
We have close to 150 animals.
Altogether?
Altogether, yeah.
Now, all of those animals at Second Chance are in foster care?
All the dogs are in foster care, and about 20% of our cats are in foster care. The other 80% of our cats are at our facility near Boonville.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to become a foster parent, now Julia's foster parent is right here.
Is right here,
today.
Yes.
If somebody wants to be a foster parent, what do they need to do?
They need to send us an email at columbiasecondchance@hotmail.com and tell us that they're interested in fostering a dog or a cat, and we will get in touch with them.
And what does it all entail?
We'll interview them. We'll see where the dog or the cat's going to live. We'll see if it's what kind of environment they want to put the animal and see what animal we have that will fit best in that environment.
Mm-hmm. Now, little Julia here, she's been in foster care how long?
2 weeks. We've only had about 2 weeks.
And there's a very good chance that she's going to go into her forever house pretty soon.
It is. She's meeting her potential adopters tomorrow night. So hopefully she'll be adopted pretty soon.
Yeah. Now, you were telling us a story the last time you were here about reading to the cats. And there was a beautiful story in the Trib couple of weeks ago about the kids that came out and were reading to the cats. What's the purpose of this?
It actually has two purposes. The original purpose was to socialize our cats. So children come in and sit in the middle of a room full of cats and just read their storybooks to them, and it gets the cats socialized to children and to anybody else. But it's also helpful to the kids. They get to read aloud and practice their reading skills, which is, I think, a lost art.
Yeah.
And so it helps both the kids and it helps our cats.
Okay. So if people want to do that, or if they want more information on Second Chance, the best way to go about getting information?
ColumbiaSecondChance.org, or they can call us at 660-882-5050, or leave us a message at ColumbiaSecondChance@hotmail.com.
And you have adoption dates, don't you, almost every weekend? Are you somewhere almost every weekend?
Every Saturday morning, we're at Petco. Every Saturday afternoon, we're open at our place, which is on Highway 179 near Boonville, from 12 to 5, and Sundays from 1 to 5. And then two Fridays a month, we're somewhere in Columbia having our Friday night adoption events.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming by, Valerie.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you for bringing that precious little Julia with you.
I think
today.
She enjoyed it, too. This is your 15 minutes, darling.
So. Thanks for coming by. Take a look at Julia on the web, on KBIA.org.
Unless she's getting attached to you, Paul.
I got four animals at home. Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you,
Julia. Now, we turn to Ed Hansen, Talking Horse Production. Good to have you here,
Ed.
Good
to be here. Yep. And how unfortunate that I have to follow such a cute animal.
Yeah. You can't.
People are just turning off the radio. They don't even want to hear me.
Tell me about Talking Horse Production. You've got The Sudden Glide. What is this?
We are really excited about this production because this is the first time we are producing, as part of our main season, an original script by a local playwright.
Oh, this is an original script by a local playwright?
By a local playwright. David Crespi is the author of this play.
And what is Sudden Glide about?
He is a professor of theater at the university and heads up their playwriting classes. Uh-huh. The Sudden Glide, well, you might notice in the little picture here, there's an Oscar, but she's posing with a glass of champagne. It refers to gliding on the red carpet. And David wrote this play for a local actress who has Broadway chops, Marcia Miller. I don't know if you know Marcia or not. Mm-hmm. Jim Miller's wife.
Yes.
And it's about an aging Mississippi actress nominated for her fifth Oscar. She's never won, and she's up against Meryl Streep.
Oh, my.
And so she figures she's not going to win. Poor Yvonne, our character, has a little bit of an alcohol issue in her past history, and because she's so nervous about the Oscars, she has one drink too many. And won't tell you what happens at the end of Act One, but the end of Act One actually is at the Oscars.
Oh.
And then Act Two deals with damage control.
Okay.
So
It's a comedy, very lighthearted. Yeah.
And Marcia is playing the role that was written for her at our theater, and I'm playing Hampton Grisette, her agent.
Yeah.
So
you know, it
we're
sounds,
having a great time.
The premise sounds wonderful.
It's a
Wouldn't
charming
it be
play.
Fantastic if this production ends up going someplace besides Columbia?
Well, you never know.
No, you don't, do you?
No. Now, this has had some not stage readings, concert readings. Here in town, just sort of tweak it, but this is the staged premiere. So mm-hmm. we're the world premiere at Talking
So
Horse.
Is David doing anything trying to promote it nationally?
Well, he has taken it a couple of times to some various workshop events around the country. David is also directing this show for us.
Okay.
I asked him if he would direct his own script.
Well, of course. That makes common sense.
Yeah.
Right?
So who
knows it better than him?
I know. So we're really having a good time putting it together.
So this opens when?
We open in 2 days. We open on April 17th, which is Thursday. Mm-hmm. And we're going to run Thursday through Saturday. Sunday is Easter. And so we're going to dodge that.
Okay.
And then the following week, it will be Friday through Sunday.
Okay. So it opens this coming Thursday. You're in mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
All at 7:30.
You're taking Sunday off for Easter.
Right.
That's nice of you. And then the next week,
I try to be considerate. The next week is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And our closing show is the only one that will not be at 7:30. That Sunday afternoon show at 2:00.
Okay, is that working out better?
It is working out really well to have that final Sunday performance at 2:00.
All right. So it's Talking Horse production. The show is called The Sudden Glide. It's the world premiere.
It is indeed.
The world premiere here in Columbia. And you go see that and who knows?
And 10, you need to come see Marcia because she is astounding in this role.
10, 15 years down the road, this might be on Broadway.
You never know.
And you can say, I saw it in Columbia, Missouri. Ed Henson, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
By.
I really appreciate
and
the
And Valerie Chavin and Julia, thank you for coming. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Vera Massey will be with us. University Extension, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangware, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If there's something you would like to hear or see, I'd love to hear from you. PepperP@missouri.edu. That's my email address. And there's Julia. Bye-bye.